Energy Stew with Peter Roth, Thursdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the Progressive Radio Network.
Welcome to Energy Stew. This is Peter Roth, your host. And this show is about the secret language of your body. And it's quite a coincidence that our guest is the author of a book called The Secret Language of Your Body. So we timed it just right. And our guest, the author of this book, is on the line, Inna Segal. Inna, welcome.
Thank you.
So glad you could join us at Energy Stew.
Now,
this is
fun.
Well, good. This is quite a book. I've really enjoyed examining it because there's a lot to examine. There's so much information in this. It's almost like an encyclopedia of healing in so many ways because you look at so many different aspects of healing. Let's start out by having me ask you a question about healing itself. How do you identify healing and perhaps even what's the result of healing?
Well, to me, healing is different from curing. So healing is really about connecting to your body, listening to your body, feeling your body, understanding what messages your body is trying to give you, and then changing your life, changing your point of view, the way you see life, based on what you discover through your internal exploration.
So, in other words, healing is a shift in your point of view.
I think it's a shift in your consciousness, it's a shift in your body, it's a shift in how you view life, how you live your life, and what you do in your life. So, it's like you recognize what's really going on, and then you become more in alignment with who you are.
So healing isn't really a thing, it's more of a process.
Definitely, I think healing is a process. It's not something that just happens, you know, once in a while. It's something that you work with on a daily basis.
Right. So people have issues and they want to get rid of their issues, but what you're really interested in changing is the process in their life that could even bring this issue on to begin with.
Exactly. You're really looking at what's going on and why something keeps repeating and where it's coming from. And so once you understand where it's coming from, you start to adjust that both in their cellular memories, in their bodies, in their energy fields, in their emotions. To me, healing is something that you do on every level in your life. It's not just one aspect.
Well, and what I enjoy about the book is that it's a book of action. It's a book of actually moving forward. Everything is about what you do next. And it's not so much about spending time going back and examining all the wounds and all that, so much as what do we have to do about it.
True, you know, mainly because I've worked with thousands of people and I've seen how easy it is to get stuck and caught up in something that happened to you in the past and swim in it in a way. And so what I'm teaching people is to recognize whatever the pain is or whatever the emotion is or whatever the energy is that's stuck. And then once you've recognized it, move forward. And like you said, giving people the tools to move forward in a really simple, easy way. And I believe in simplicity. I think that sometimes we make things so complicated that we really lose sight of what we're trying to do. But when we are doing things in a simple way, which is really using all of our senses and using everything that's natural to us and that's in our bodies already, then the body goes, okay, you recognize me, you're working with me, here's, you're connecting to my wisdom and that intelligence, so I'm going to help you. I'm going to be your friend rather than your enemy.
Well, what I like is that because of the simplicity, you're able to address so many different issues. And I see in the book, there's different sections of the book. One is a guide to physical disorders and suggestions for healing. And this is an A to Z, this is alphabetical, listing all the different parts of the first segment is listing all the parts of the body and what could go wrong, starting with, I guess it's the abdomen, and next is the adrenal glands, next is the ankles, next is the anus, next is arteries, and you get into the back and all different parts of the back, and then the bladder. So in other words, it goes on and on alphabetically. So wherever you're feeling that you have to work on something, you head to that body part, and you talk about the contributing factors that might have created the problem. Then you go into the remedies, and it's quite simple. So that's why the book is not 1,000 pages. It's a little over 200. So it covers a lot of ground in a short time because of our instructions, and some of them are fairly repeated. You often have people to address their divine healing intelligence. So there's a lot of verbal action in this too, a lot of intention.
There is, and one of the reasons that I made the book like that, well, I wrote the book like that, was because I wanted to have something that was really user-friendly and something that I would want to use myself if I was somebody who was buying a book or reading a book on this subject. And so I went through every part of the body because I figured that if we're going to have a physical problem, it's going to be somewhere, you know. And then I went through all the different diseases, and I looked at, again, the emotions, the actions, the energies, whatever I felt and I've seen, because my ability is to see inside people's bodies. So I looked at what I've seen in terms of my clients and what's affected them, you know, when they've had that kind of a physical problem. And then I put in a section on emotions and understanding them, because I think we all talk about our emotions a lot, but we don't actually understand how they get created and what happens and how they affect us. And
right.
So after my explanation, I put in processes for clearing emotions that are, you know, can be destructive if we hold on to them, and also healthy emotions like joy and happiness, so that we are allowing ourselves to be filled up with that and grow like that. And so I also, and the last section is, and actually there's a section on colors and how color healing can help us, because that's one of the easiest ways to work with energy and vibrations, while at the same time, you know, bringing something that is very helpful and visual and beautiful into our bodies that can heal us. But again, even with colors, we have to understand their qualities and how they can help us in our lives and how they help us heal and transform. And then the last section is about the systems of the body, because everything in the body is completely connected, and we need to understand that and what lessons we need to learn from each system. And so what I find is when a person has a physical problem, they can go to a part of their body that they need to work on. They can go to a system of the body. They can look at all this, at the system, and go, well, which part of my body are connected to the system? So let me work on several parts together, and that creates a much stronger effect and a much faster effect. And so, and then they can work on colors and emotions, and I give very clear directions about where to go. Even, you know, I guess I've even put page numbers so that people knew exactly what to do. And the idea is to be creative and have fun with it and explore.
Sure. Now, there's so much information here that I guess reading this book can make you a wonderful self-help person, and even to help others. And it's interesting because I'm looking at large intestine as a body part, and it says possible contributing factors: crying spells, confusion, irritation, frustration, stagnation, and anger, thinking that you can't do anything right, wanting to run away and hide from the world, feeling that you are too different, that no one understands you, difficulty seeing other people's points of view and dogmatically defending your position in arguments. Also extremely sensitive and thin skin. Now, that's a lot of different choices. So someone says, well, I don't have all those things wrong with me.
And I hope they don't say that they have all these things wrong
right.
with them. Because that would be a problem.
Right. So the idea is to look at the possibilities here and go, oh, yeah, I do want to run away and hide from the world, or something like that.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I mean, this is a really good point, because people have to understand that I worked with thousands of people, and so this was information from all of these people that I had put into, like, you know, about large intestine, let's say, because that's what you're talking about right now. And the idea is, when you read it, you go, well, which one relates to me, and so what do I need to work on? And so, and often it jumps out at you, and you're like, okay, oh my God, I do that. Let me see if I can adjust that or work on it or release it from my body. So it's definitely not that you have to see everything of yourself in each.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So this is a great self-analysis tool.
Mm-hmm.
Because each condition, here's the liver, it's you know, a lot of people think of the liver as, well, that's where anger is, and those are anger issues.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you have, you know, irrational frustration, aggression, rage, guilt, fear, desire to inflict self-punishment and sabotage your progress, constant inner struggle and conflict. I mean, and that goes on and on.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like, this isn't simplicity. Even though it gets, you know, you cover them all in a five lines of type here,
mm-hmm.
it's simple in that it gives you the choices right away, and then it allows you then to wonder about yourself, and then all of a sudden, as you say, something pops out and goes, yeah, that's it. And then you have great remedies too, and it's interesting that you use color, and I and colors to work with, healthy emotions to work with, unhealthy emotions to work with. So those are all different, you know, they sure help you manage it. They give you a handle. It's nice to have handles. And actually, early in the book, you have a listing of 10 principles of healing. And
I do.
You don't remember?
I do remember.
Oh, okay. Because I thought these 10 basic principles,
yeah,
I thought were very helpful. And it's actually how to live a more conscious life. What are the factors of a conscious, healed life? If you want to be healthy, what do you need to do? What do you need to be aware of on a regular basis? And so these 10 principles are really good guides, and I'm glad they're in the book.
Thank you. Well, my husband would be happy, because he was the one who encouraged me to put them in.
Okay. Well, I mean, there's so many parts of the book that each in their own do a lot for anyone. And so that's why I enjoy moving through the book in different ways. I didn't try to read it page by page, because I felt like I needed to read it more intuitively and to find my way, so that I could see, you know, the essences that I could personally appreciate, and perhaps my audience could understand my interview with you better because of that. And there's even a part of the book that goes through each vertebrae.
And yeah, that was a really fascinating exploration of our spine, because our spine is really about our support and how we function in the world. And so every vertebrae has an energy and an effect and and lots of emotions and thought patterns get stuck and that affect all the other organs in our bodies, as well as our nervous system. So I really believe that our bodies are fascinating, and we really need to explore. This is who we are, you know, or I guess who we are right now. We have a physical body if we're here. So it's like this map, you know, to me it's a really a mapping system that gives us feedback about how we live our lives and what's really going on. And so when we go within and we can explore it, our lives transform. And so we're no longer looking outside and living really outside ourselves. We start to know our bodies. We start to know more of who we are. And we start to live our lives in a much, much more empowered and deeper way.
Sure. And it's so good to spell it out in our brains so that we can see ourselves and understand our process. I'm looking at, for instance, the cervical vertebrae, which is the neck. And there are seven vertebrae there, and you have C4, which is the fourth vertebrae, is thinking that life isn't fair. That's just one of the many traits. Then C5 is fear of being wrong. C6 is feeling overwhelmed by worries, anxieties, and stresses. C7 is feeling tired, uninspired, drained, emotionally wound up, and mentally unclear. So it's so interesting then to go through each one and then go, all right, so that's why my neck is bothering me. and this is what I have to work on. And but see, that's part of understanding what is stuck in us. And then you have a whole long, clear explanation of remedies and how to work with it. For instance, a remedy for the spine might be to touch any sore point on the spine, take a deep breath in, and visualize any stuckness releasing, and then massage lengthwise along the side of your feet from the big toe to the heel. Now that's for the spine.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, this is so helpful for people because it actually not only gives them something to do, but gives them a sense of being able to do something to help themselves. So it's empowering. It's just even empowering just the fact that here are good, clear, simple instructions that you can do to make your life better. So do them. You know, and
true. And you know, one of the things that I say to people all the time is, even if you change 2% a week, and how difficult is it to adjust 2% a week? You just have to have an intention and do something in your life. By the end of the year, how much have you improved? And people love this because they realize that, you know, we so often we just want to jump from one thing to another. We just want that miracle. And I've had enough experience to see that a lot of healings that seem like they're miracles, they don't last because our nervous system and our brains and our energy can't handle it because it was too fast. And so when you actually do it step by step and transform, you get so much wisdom and you truly grow and expand. And everybody feels capable of 2% a week, so it's like it's doable.
Well, that's if you're supporting the 2% a week, because a lot of people who I'm familiar with, even personally, will look at 2% and say, it's not working. You know, so there's an impatience factor there that might have to be healed as well.
That's true.
But, you know, if you can give people personal corroboration, let's say, that each 2% is of value to them, then they can honor it and be more patient. But I think a lot of people want an overnight success.
They do want it, and they often don't understand that even the overnight success, in order for it to move forward, is something that you do on a daily basis. So healing to me is a lifestyle. It's a way to live your life.
Right, and that's why these 10 basic principles are so valuable, because they show you a lifestyle of taking care of yourself, of being self-conscious and responsible.
That's true, and unfortunately we can't put the responsibility of our own health and well-being onto someone else.
Well, a lot of people do that.
They want to.
Well, they want, for instance, you've seen it, because they come to you and they go, heal me now.
That's right, this minute.
Right, and you go, well, I need you to cooperate and do some things for yourself. And no, just do it for me.
Yeah, because it's so much easier. And that was, you know, that was my approach with healing for a long time until I got to a point where I actually, because I had such bad back pain, where I got to this chiropractor's office and he looked at me and he just said, your body's stuck. And I said, I know that. What are you going to do about it? And he said, nothing. Your body wants to be stuck. And this was the biggest shock that I had. So when he said that, it was like, oh, my body has a language. It's stuck. You know, it has this secret language.
Uh-huh.
I need to discover it, because if I don't, for me, it was like, I'm going to end up in a wheelchair. And I don't want to do that, you know. And every cell of my body went, I'm going to heal right now. It wasn't a mental decision, but it was a decision with my whole being that this is going to happen. And when I got home and I made this decision, I started exploring and I started, you know, using my breath. And breath is such an important aspect of healing. You know, so I use my breath. I use touch. I place my hands on my back. I use my mind, you know, to try and relax. So I started counting backwards from 30. And I was really trying to move with the pain and listen to my body. And then I literally said, well, if there is something divine out there as well, I want help and I want it now. And that was, you know, this is what you mentioned before, that I have a lot of that kind of thing in my book, because I really believe that we need to open to our higher intelligence as well, you know, so that we can give up control and understand that we are a spiritual being, and let's use that spiritual and wise and divine aspect of who we are, an intelligent aspect, to help us with the healing. And when I actually did that, and I was very skeptical but open, you know, I felt this warmth go through my body and this kind of waterfall of golden light, and I knew something was happening. And then I said, I really want to see my back, I want to see what's going on. And I literally saw my back, because I was open to it as well. And when I saw that, I started asking lots and lots of questions about, you know, what kind of point of view created this, what kind of emotions created this, what kind of lifestyle and beliefs and energy and experiences, you know, created my pain. And I started to get insights and answers. And also at the same time, I was looking at my environment and my family, and the fact that I felt unsupported and they were always in conflict with each other, and that had a huge effect, as well as my grandparents, who had gone through the war and had gone through a lot of trauma and never spoke about it, and it was being held in their cells but passed on to me. And so as I recognized all this, I was saying, I'm willing to let all this go, but I really meant it. And after a while, I fell asleep, and the next morning when I wake up, 70% of my pain was gone and my back wasn't twisted, which it was before, to a point where I literally couldn't walk. And so I knew something that had incredible had happened. But I have to be honest, you know, the real work, the real transformation of who I am took years and years of connection and looking at all the different aspects of myself, so that I could empower myself and really feel my full aliveness of life.
Well, it feels like you got to that place where you could surrender to a higher healing, to a healing in the realms of oneness that are greater than our troubles. And then you call on divine healing intelligence. I like the fact that in almost every remedy, you use the word clear. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, that's a really great thing that I decided that we can't, you know, there's been a lot of people who've talked about affirmations, and although they can be powerful, in order for us to really get that positive and that healthy energy into our bodies, we have to clear what's stuck there. You know, we can't just put it on top of it. And so, you know, in every process there is, I guess, a statement, which is a clearing statement, where people go divine intelligence, delete whatever emotion, or dissipate, or help me release whatever emotion or thought pattern or patterns in general that I'm stuck with. And at the end, I ask people to repeat the word clear and to use that word literally as a vacuum cleaner, as if it's cleaning up the whole body. And from what I've seen, it goes into our brain. So when we say clear, 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 we're actually clearing our mind and our brains, which means that we are going to have better memories. We are likely not to get Alzheimer's because that part of our body is clear. And then I also focus on the nervous system. So we are clearing the nervous system so that the nervous system can actually send messages to all the different parts of the body that are appropriate. And then I also ask people very often to put their hand on a part of their body where there's tension or pain. And when you do that and you repeat the word clear, 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 with that intention of releasing, whether it's an emotion or an energy or whatever is stuck there, you're clearing it from that part of your body as well. And then you're saying to the universe, I want clarity that's clear, you know. And so your manifestation techniques improve as well, because you're so focused on having clarity in every area of your life.
So I like the two sides to this. One is that you're asking for higher help, mm-hmm. Divine intelligence to come to work for you. And that's surrender, and that's beautiful. It's kind of saying I can't do it alone. But on the other side, you're taking charge, and you're in control of the clearing. And so that's very powerful. One is, you know, to give power away to higher powers, which is a wonderful thing. But then you're taking it back and saying, okay, thank you for helping me. Now I'm going to use a command to make it all to finalize this, so it really works for me. So it's empowering in two ways, and I think that we have to live our lives that way. I do believe we need to live in surrender, but also feel that, you know, that we do have some authority.
True, it's a combined effort. We need to cooperate and co-create.
Right. So this book is terrific. You're traveling around. You're doing workshops in different cities. You're going to be in New York quite a bit in June.
Yeah, I'm actually in New York right now, and I'm going to be doing a 3-day workshop at Omega this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So I'm really excited about that. And then I'll be around Manhattan and New York City all next week, from Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday, doing really powerful events at night. And people can find out all the details on my website, which is innasegal.com, and that's innasegal.com. I hope that they come and really experience it, because I often share lots of techniques and help people to go deeper and then use the book in a much, much deeper way as well. And the book is The Secret Language of Your Body, kind of like the name of your show.
Well, it's Energy Stew, but this show today is called The Secret Language of Your Body.
Well, for today.
Right. And it's been so wonderful talking to you. You're very inspiring. This is quite a body of work. I mean, it doesn't leave people short at all. It's going to cover so much of what people want to know about. And so I heartily recommend that they pick up a copy of The Secret Language of Your Body. And it's been such a gift to have you as a guest on Energy Stew. I really want to thank you for sharing yourself with our audience and exploring healing and showing us so much wisdom that you've developed over your healing life.
Thank you. I appreciate being able to share it.
Good. And all the best in your workshops and being here in this country.
Thank you so much.
And this is Peter Roth, your host of Energy Stew at Progressive Radio Network. And I can be reached at Peter at Heart River, HEART River.org. And thank you so much for listening.